From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 4th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Town Supervisor John Berger said at a town's board's organizational meeting on January the 2nd that plans for two recreational areas in the town of Lexington are moving forward. Berger said the State Department of Environmental Conservation awarded the town the funds to establish what is now called Waterfront Park following Tropical Storm Irene. The recreational areas are divided into three sections. At the meeting this week, Berger said the DEC approved the town's decision to remove bathrooms or pavilions from the park plan. The change was made in response to concerns voiced by residents fearing the park amenities would create traffic problems. As a result, bathroom facilities, including portable toilets, will not be available at the park, Berger said. And the original plan to include picnic pavilions or a barbecue pit were also eliminated from the proposal. The park will have benches, fences, paths, trees, or any other beautification needed, Berger said. During the organizational part of the meeting, Michael Barcone and Bradley Jenkins were sworn in for another term following their re-election in November. Tal Raplea was reappointed town attorney. The board also appointed and approved the members of the Highway, Building, Ethics, and Emergency Committees for the coming year. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislature held its organizational meeting on January the 2nd, as one of its first acts of 2018 was the swearing-in of Democrat Lee Palmateer of Athens to fill the unexpired term of Gene Hatton. Palmateer bested Republican Ed Bloomer by 21 votes to win the seat in November, making the Republican majority 8-6 this year. Republican Bill Lawrence of Cairo will continue to serve as majority leader. Democrat Adrian Quinn, who represents Durham, was unanimously chosen to serve as the legislator's minority leader. He said, and I quote, "I am honored for the opportunity and grateful for my colleagues' faith in me," end quote. O'Connor replaces Harry Lennon of Cairo in the leadership. Lennon served in the position on three different occasions during his 11-year tenure. Looking at the year ahead, O'Connor and his fellow legislators see the new jail project as their first priority. Other issues on O'Connor's to-do list include broadband, combating the opioid crisis, and working to create an affordable and responsible budget for 2019, all while maintaining a bipartisan cooperative environment. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Carlin is reporting in the Times Union the electronic debit card system for the Federal Supplemental Nutritional Program, also known as food stamps, stopped working for a brief period on January 3rd, preventing people from making purchases. The outage hit several states that used the system provided by the Conduit Incorporated Electronic Benefit Program. A spokesman for the New York Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance said the system was back up after about an hour. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Iowa were also affected by the outage. In New York, SNAP recipients from New York City to Albany were posting about the outages on various social media platforms, including Twitter. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And for our final story, a winter weather advisory issued by the National Weather Service in Albany remains in effect until 1 a.m. on January the 5th. Snow and blowing snow will occur. Plan on slippery road conditions and areas of poor visibility. The total snow accumulation of 2 to 5 inches are expected. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour are possible throughout the day and overnight and will cause areas of blowing and drifting snow. Schools and businesses located throughout the region are closed. Temperatures will drop into the single digits with wind chill values below zero throughout the weekend. And now for the weather. A winter weather advisory issued by the National Weather Service in Albany remains in effect until 1 a.m. on Friday. Snow and blowing snow will occur. Plan on slippery road conditions in areas of poor visibility. Total snow accumulations of 2 to 5 inches are expected. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour are possible throughout the day and overnight and will cause areas of blowing and drifting snow. The temperature high for today will be 22 degrees with a low around 3 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 15. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, areas of blowing snow before 8 a.m., partly sunny and cold with a temperature high near 8 degrees, wind chill values as low as minus 15. On Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around minus 3 degrees, and wind chill values as low as minus 19. And on Saturday, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny and cold, with a temperature high at only 3 degrees. And Saturday night, mostly clear with the temperature low at minus 8 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:25 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:35 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 4th day of January 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.